This podcast is part of the Frederick Podcast Network. Learn more at listenfrederick.com.
Beers in the Lot is partnered with the Hockey Podcast Network.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Beers in the Lot. Before we get going, let me just remind you about our shop at beersinthelot.com/shop. That's where you can get the t-shirts and other merchandise with Beers in the Lot logos on it. Also, check out beersinthelot.com for anything else you might be curious about this podcast. And be sure to join the Discord at beersinthelot.com/discord. So here we go for episode 192. In this one, me and the guys talked about the beginning of our new Old Fat Bald Guys Hockey League season. We also talked about the deciding games of this season and how it'll affect the playoffs in the East. And we couldn't help it, we talked about the Coyotes and their announcement that they are moving to Utah. So here we go, let's crack the beers.
Daniel, what do you have this evening, sir?
So I am back from my trip up north. So naturally, I grabbed three cases of Treehouse. So I have the pineapple one, a triple IPA with hints of pineapple. Pretty fucking good.
Pineapple.
Oh yeah.
Very good.
What do you got?
Random thought. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Yes.
I agree. I mean,
Let people enjoy things.
If you want to eat it, sure.
If you want to do that.
I don't like it.
I'm just curious.
Sure.
Just curious.
Socks don't belong on pizza. Most food things. You can combine most food with whatever you want. If you like it, I don't care.
Socks. Who's eating? Oscar the Grouch? Like, what's going on here?
This is what I'm saying. Non-food items don't belong on pizza. But food items, if you enjoy it, you can put it on there. I don't care.
I feel like we just went into a Seinfeld skit.
Pizza's pretty versatile. You can do whatever you want with pizza. Anyway. Yeah,
I agree. We digress.
We digress.
So anyways, what do you have, Aaron?
I have a Busch Light.
Busch.
Going basic. What do you have, John?
I have a great taste, less smelling Miller Light. This evening, that's what I'm drinking. Yeah, Riggs, what are you drinking this evening, sir?
It is Modelo time.
Yes. Oh, yes. It always is.
Yes. I got some this past weekend because the temperatures are rising.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
finally got to wear shorts and sandals to hockey.
Yes. Tell me it wasn't beautiful last night.
It was amazing. Oh, it was so nice. It was like 74 or something.
Perfect. It was perfect.
It was great.
And it was first game of the season, so lots of people stayed for long extended time.
Yep.
It was great.
Yeah. It was wonderful. Good little first games of the season, if you ask me. Got me and Daniel and John on a team and Riggs. Who's on your team? Is Ross on your team? Ross is on the team you played against. That's right. Okay.
Correct. He is on the Capitals.
The Capitals. The OFBG Capitals. Caps. Yes.
The thick boy team.
So Riggs is a Penguin now. Is this your first time on the Penguins, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I still have yet to be an Oiler. I think that I've been a King like four or five seasons or something. And then never an Oiler. Daniel's been an Oiler like twice, right? Haven't you been on the Oilers twice?
Yeah, and I've been on the Kings like five times. I don't think I've been a Penguin.
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame. Yep. John's been Kings like all the time, right? Kings and Caps one season or something, right?
Yeah, it's all been Kings and Caps for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I only had the white jerseys the one season, and then I kind of finagled. It was like, I'm not wearing white, I'm wearing black.
Well, when you're a captain, you kind of get locked in, you know.
Hell yeah.
Guess that's how it goes. Yeah. it was a good first game. I had fun last night.
Yeah, I had a good time.
That's all that matters, Aaron. We're just here to have fun.
You know?
Here to have fun.
Aaron was signing documents on the bench.
I was. Yeah. I was signing documents on the bench.
Aaron's like Gordon Gecko. Greed is good, you know? Like closing
what did
deals.
You say, John? You... Yeah. Always be closing.
Always be
closing.
Yeah,
that's what I was doing. That's what I was doing.
Someone said something. Someone did say something like, what's he doing? Like, it's not like he's accessing like any stock markets. I'm like, he's accessing foreign stock markets right now. He is a world-class investor. I was like, this is how you get ahead.
The Australian market's just opened.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Aaron had a lead on some nano processors that were just going online. Some company went public in Australia or something.
Get a sign off on it.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, we're in the process of selling the house, and we got an offer, and they had a deadline. Like, they offered and then set a deadline for us to respond in, like,
yeah,
I don't know, 4 hours or something. So I was like, well, shit, the deadline is going to come up when I'm on the bench. So, like, the intermission came around, and they finally sent the paperwork over. And I was like, well, I got to fucking sign all these shit, like, e-sign it and everything, because our game ended at, like, 9:45 or so. So it was like it was right up against the deadline. I had until 10 p.m. So it was interesting. It was like looking up from my phone that I had to bring to the bench, like, is the guy I'm changing for coming? Like, it was tentative for a minute, but got everything signed and I didn't even miss shift. So
it was what you like to hear.
I didn't physically miss a shift. I don't know about, like, quality of the play, but...
We'll touch on that later.
I mentally missed a shift or two.
I had to go out there, so I went, and then I came back to the bench when I was done. So, yeah, never missed a show.
Well, it was a fun game, though. John had a good night. He had a couple goals, right? Yeah. Goal and an assist?
No, he had three assists, I think.
Three assists, with right.
Two or three apples. Yeah, something like that. I mean...
Just did I
do my part? That's all I can do. So, do my part
as you should, El Capitan. You got to set an
Riggs
example.
Had a goal? Did you ever? Oh, goal, yeah. Riggs?
No, I didn't. I didn't have any points. So I had to play.
Oh, your team. Yeah. Well, you stopped the points.
Well, I had to play. Well, no.
Not last night. Maybe one or two. Well.
Not last night.
Well, did you hold the dam at all, or was it like in the dam situation?
I'll say this, in that league, there's only so much you can do in front of the net sometimes. So, like, if you get a guy's stick, you can only kind of hold it for like a little bit. Like, you can't, you know,
can't be an asshole,
right? You can't, you know. So, yeah.
Thankfully, you can't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Some might take advantage of such freedoms, but in our league, no, we don't. We try not to.
I was actually watching a video earlier. It was this guy turn around and like breaks this guy's stick, and then like the guy obviously who got his stick broken punched him in the back of the head, and he was like knocked out on the ground.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I'm really glad I don't play in a fucking league like that.
Yeah,
like I feel like. Because our league drafts every season, you're playing with everybody. Eventually, you're playing with everybody who's in the league. So you kind of get to know people. And I think because of that, like, a lot of that stuff doesn't happen. Like, tensions boil over a little bit, but it's never, like, over the edge kind of, like, crazy shit that you that
yeah, the
you
worst
see,
you
like,
might see is
house league.
Somebody using their stick like a javelin or a spear. Like, that's about as bad as it gets.
Or yelling at
just
each
mostly
other.
Mostly yelling, though.
Yeah.
The javelin stick
yeah.
did actually
That
happen.
Was funny, though.
It did actually happen. That was funny, and it was though. Funny.
Yeah.
And it didn't actually hurt somebody, so.
Yeah.
Right. I mean... There's only so much damage you can do with a stick when, you know,
throwing it at somebody who's wearing pads.
Right? I don't know, unless they're like Uncle Rico and they like practice it in their basement and like throwing their stick at the wall or something.
No, yeah, that's one of the great things about our league is that we basically know everybody on the ice. Your team, the other team, on the other sheet, like we know everybody. There's like maybe one or two new faces in any given season, and you learn their names, and you talk to them in the lot after a game or two anyway, and hopefully you talk to them in the lot after a game or two. If you don't, they're probably not coming back. That's the way we would like it to be. If you're not going to hang out, then don't come back. But
if you're not going to hang out, get out.
Yeah, exactly.
You get to know everybody, so it's way better than some of these leagues where it's like you just hang out with your little clique, your little team, and everybody else is the enemy. So it's a little bit nicer, a little bit more friendly in that regard, which is great.
Yeah,
but
still competitive.
Oh yeah, everybody wants to win. Yeah, that's always good. You know, competition's there, but it's still friendly. Also, Riggs, I was thinking about something a minute ago when you were talking about how it didn't go so well last night in the 13-5 loss. But one of the guys that scored like 6 points last night told me in the lot that he didn't realize that you were a defenseman first and possibly foremost as a hockey player. And he was like, I didn't think that Riggo, I'd never seen him play D before.
Yeah,
and I was going at him, and I thought, okay, it's Riggo. I'll try this. Okay, that didn't work. And then the next time he says, okay, I'm going to try something different. Okay, that didn't work. And okay, I'm just going to try blow by him with speed. Okay, he's keeping up with me. He was a little surprised. He was like, man, Riggs is a good defense. He's like, he's good on D. So I clued him in. I was like, yeah, he's played a lot of D, dude.
You know, yeah, I grew up playing D.
Yeah.
I didn't start
he was a defenseman
playing,
when I met him playing hockey. Yeah,
so. I didn't start playing forward until like second year at UMBC. So
Aaron was like, he needs to know.
Well, and then he's not gonna go to your side next time.
Hopefully I'm not playing D. Because like when I first came into OFBG, I was playing D, right? And at some point, I was like, "This is boring. I want to play up front." Like, because it was boring. So I moved up front, and it was way more fun. So that's
there. You go.
That's where I'd like to stay.
Now and then, it's fun to go back. Though you said a couple games last season, you ended up on D and you're like, all right, I'm staying here. I'm not going up. I'm not going back up this game.
No, but that's because Ding
you
Dong
get into the groove and
came to the, he came to the game late. And
that was the time change game. Yeah.
He came to the game late and he's normally a D and he was like, oh, you know, you can move up front. I was like, no, I'm going to continue to play D at this point.
Stay here.
Like,
nope. Wrong.
Yeah. Overall successful first night. Bold Fat Ball Guys Hockey, first night of our season. As we rapidly approach the last night of the NHL season, which is what? Tomorrow?
Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday.
So we are on the very rapidly approaching the eve of the playoffs. And some things are still undecided. And we kind of wish that some of them were decided, but... there are still two teams of which this members of this podcast have an affinity for that are possibly going to make the playoffs, and I don't think any of us actually want them to.
No,
Caps. I think Caps are in a spot right now, right?
They are in the second wild card spot.
Second wild card.
They held serve tonight. Pens won.
Yep.
Islanders won.
Wings
Red
won.
Wings won.
Yep.
So everybody stays where they're at.
So it all comes down to next set of games.
It does. I think Islanders have clinched their spot. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they're already in a confirmed. Yeah, Islanders are already going to play Carolina too.
Washington, Detroit, Pittsburgh, and Philly, basically.
Philly's is at 87 around. Points, though. So I think they might actually be out.
But I think they have a tiebreaker with Washington. So if they win tomorrow night against Washington,
then they might be in.
Then I think they move up. But I don't know what their standing is with the other two, with Detroit and Pittsburgh. And I'm not even sure about the tiebreaker with Washington.
So I'm looking at that right now.
I don't care.
Lose. All right. It looks like Philly has to make a regulation win to meet the tiebreaker with Washington. But yeah. That would be if both Detroit and the Pens lose their 82nd game.
Right.
And in the meantime, Detroit has 40 wins already. Washington is at 39 wins. Philly at 38. I don't know what the tiebreaker is. It doesn't fucking matter.
Washington has the tiebreakers with Detroit. So
yes, correct.
If, you know,
they have more overtime.
Basically, if the Caps get 2 points tomorrow night, then they're in. Like, that's how it's going to work, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Like, regardless of what the other
teams do.
So hopefully they don't.
I don't even know how the Pens can get in then.
I think it doesn't even make sense. I think everybody else has to lose and they win.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have to lose.
Yeah, the Pens have to lose. You're right.
All of them have to lose, right?
Yeah. Philly has to win against the Caps in regulation, and Detroit has to lose, and the Pens have to win in regulation.
Right.
Or no, it doesn't matter if Pens win in regulation.
They just need 2 points.
Pens just have to win. They need 2 points.
Yeah.
And then they will have 39 wins. Then Philly will have the tiebreaker over Washington, I believe. And then Penguins have the tiebreaker over... will have more points than Philly.
Let's just see how it plays
That's
out
what
tomorrow.
It is. Oh, my God. This is stupid. This is insane.
It's so dumb.
It almost sounds like the movie Basketball, how they're explaining how the playoffs work. It's this long, convoluted explanation that involves, like, leap years and solar eclipses and shit. I don't know. I'll wait to see what happens with the Pens and the Islanders, and then I'll go from there. I'm not even going to dig into
there's
the
a 50,
what ifs. 50
shot, though, that the second wild card spot in the East will have a goal differential worse than negative 25.
Correct.
Which is wild.
It's
like, how does that happen? Whatever. It'll be interesting. And then whatever team makes it is probably gonna get bounced the first round by Boston or whoever they have to play.
New York.
Rangers, New York, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like yeah.
Although
silly.
The Rangers, there might be some doubt there. Who knows?
I do know a Rangers fan, a goalie Rangers fan that frequents our Discord, who said he wanted nothing to do with the Penguins in the first round.
Right.
But he didn't really comment on anybody else. I don't think he gives a shit about the Flyers or the Red Wings, but
no.
I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. It's going to be interesting. It always is. The other matchups, though, like, you got Boston and Florida and Leafs and Hurricanes and Islanders and Tampa and Rangers. Those are the other seven that are already confirmed to be going. And those teams are just going to just thunderdome it to the death. Like,
oh yeah.
This division is crazy. Like, there's so many good teams and good players in that top like six or seven teams there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a good playoff in the East and in the West, too. The West has, you know, everybody's good these days. Got to love this playoff time, though. It's exciting. Like, I haven't been watching much hockey during the regular season, but I'm ready to watch some playoff hockey. Playoff hockey is the best.
Time out for just a second while we hear about our sponsors. We'll be right back. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY, that's 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly.
on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved. Pure Hockey has the best hockey equipment, accessories, and apparel on the market to take your game to the next level. Maybe it's time to ditch that old stick and start the year with a fresh twig. Maybe it's time to refresh your NHL wardrobe for the race to the playoffs. Pure Hockey has it all. Whether it's training aids, the latest sticks and skates, or your favorite team's gear, get your hockey shopping done at Pure Hockey and use our affiliate link at beersinthelot.com/purehockey.
Who are you hoping to see do well in the playoffs, John?
I guess for the East, I'm a little indifferent. Honestly, it's a lot of the same characters. I would like to see Florida like do well and kind of complete the story. And part of me would like to see like Toronto kind of do it. As long as Carolina really doesn't win or the Islanders, I'm kind of like good with all that. The West, I think the winner's coming out of the West one way or another for the Cup this year. I feel like you have three of the top goalies in the league between Hellebuck, Ottinger. I just really like the goalies out there. I just think they're better top to bottom. The teams too, and the depth. I just like those Western teams this year better than the East. That's just me. So I mean, and you think too, if Demko's healthy and Saros, you know, picks up, that's another couple of goalies you can throw into that mix. And you're going to have Winnipeg and Colorado, Edmonton and LA, and like LA, if it holds true, like they give Edmonton a lot of fits. And Edmonton too, like I don't trust their goaltending situation still. I do not trust it. So like they turn their season around, but I think those demons are looming very large. Like they're not saying anything, but I wouldn't be shocked if in the back of their heads, they're kind of, you know, really starting to think and ponder.
And
we shall see.
You can't forget about Vancouver.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they could. I mean, shit.
They. As much as I don't like Tocchet.
Yeah, I think he's a nutsack.
I think he's. Yeah. Yeah, I think he's a ding-a-ling, but
yeah.
But you know, they're good, and I think they could beat. I think they could beat some of those teams with elite players on them.
Well, and what's kind of like nice if you're like, let's say, you know, we'll talk about Vancouver's kind of line to the Cup, if you will. Like, if you truly believe that Ottinger and Hellebuck are like the two goalies, they have to come out of that Central Conference anyway, hypothetically, before right. You even see them. So that's at least a series or two. If you're really worried about Colorado has to get through a combination of, it looks like it's going to be Vegas, who's healthy now, which is not like they had a weird season with some of the injuries. They're healthy now. Yeah. Weird. I know. But hey, it's within the rules. So who cares? So like Dallas has to play Vegas, Colorado, and Winnipeg. And the other night, Winnipeg hung a touchdown on Colorado. So I think that's another team with some goaltending issues too. All of a sudden, like you're kind of like, they have world-class talent up and down the line, up on forward and defense, but if your goalie is like not giving you a few saves, and like Winnipeg too, it's points this year. Everyone said they're the best team in the league. So like they have tons of talent. So like that central division with those four teams, because it's going to be Dallas, Vegas, Colorado, Winnipeg. Like if you're Vancouver, I'd almost go have fun, like enjoy that central division ride you guys are going to go on. That I think those series are going to be nasty and just fun to watch. And if you're Vancouver, like you play, you know, Nashville first, and we'll see what happens with the Nashville, you know, situation. I don't know if they could steal a series, because I don't know if they got some of the scoring, but we'll see. But like Edmonton has to play LA, and like I said, I like LA. I think they're a really good hockey club. So are they better top to bottom than Edmonton? No, but their goaltending and defense is better than Edmonton all day. So we'll see. They've taken that Edmonton team twice in the last I think two out of the last three years to a game seven. So we'll see what happens there. But the East, I'm kind of low on the East this year. I just don't think they have the guns. Screw Carolina. I don't want to see them do well. So yeah.
Such a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm just like, I don't believe in that team. I'm not gonna fall for fool's gold, man. Like, not happening. No way. What do you really think? Do you think they're fool's gold?
I don't think they're winning it.
They're not buying the hype.
No.
No.
I think they're one of these teams that, like, in their arc, right? They're at that point where they do really well in the regular season, and they have players that put up a lot of points in the regular season and everything. And then when they get to the playoffs, you know, they might win some rounds, and then, you know, there's disappointment or whatever, right? They're not there yet. They're not there in the arc, right, where they, like, are almost trending down, and then they go deep, right, and they get to a final or whatever. Like,
you're talking about like a San Jose or Ottawa type thing. Like, they get to it later in their
a lot of the teams are like that, right? Where they have all this regular season success individually and as a team, and then they get in the playoffs and they're getting bounced, you know, first, second round, maybe even they make a conference final, right? And, you know, it's a disappointment every year, right? And then, like, there's a year where maybe they lose some guys to free agency or whatever, and nobody's picking them, right? And then they go on a run, you know, at the end of the year. And maybe they don't go in, you know, in the top half of the eight, you know, or something, and they go in and they make a run after nobody had any faith in them anymore because they were such disappointments for years and years. I don't think they're at that point yet. I think they're still at that, like, that peak point of point production and individual and team success. And so everybody's picking them, and there's a lot of pressure on, and, you know, Rob Brind'Amour doesn't adjust, and, you know, all these things, and they're not there yet. I don't think. I also think they have questions in goal too, but
yeah.
That's
I think Rod Brind'Amour is too busy.
Topic.
He's too busy clanging and banging in the gym instead of, like, looking at video and looking at X's and O's. He
needs to go to school. Yeah. He needs to go to school.
Yeah.
Make some adjustments, dude.
Yeah. He's going to the House of Pain instead of going to the, you know, or House of Gains, I should say. House of Gains.
Instead of the school.
With a Z, that is. Yeah.
But also, John, I think you're right. Like, the East is not going to win the Cup.
No, I just don't. Like, if you're a team like New York where you have the depth and you have the goaltending, they get hot, they catch lightning in a bottle, great. I wouldn't say it shocks me. It'd just be more like, I just don't. There hasn't been anything this year that gives me that kind of, like, oh, geesh. Like, I don't want to play that team. Like, if even coming from a Pittsburgh side, hoping the Penguins don't get in the playoffs, none of the teams actually, the way the Pens match up, I'm not like, oh, wow, this is going to be horrible. I'm almost like, outside of Florida, I'm kind of like, if the Pens played anybody, I'd be like, it wouldn't floor me if the Pens beat them. Like, I wouldn't go, oh, my God. I mean, now every round, hypothetically, the Pens would win, I would be like yelling off my roof, just like, why? Like, we don't need to do this. But, like, Florida's the only team, in my opinion, where I'm like, this team, if they matched up against another Western Conference team, they could get the job done. But then with Florida, like, they ran into Vegas last year, it's a health thing, because the way Florida plays to beat some of the teams, like, they really, I mean, I hate to say it, but for lack of better words, they really, like, try and beat the shit out of you. So that wears on you pretty damn quick. So. But then again, you catch one of those, you know, Western Conference teams that maybe, you know, especially if a team came out of the Central, I highly doubt they're going to be 100%. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Or, I mean, you could end up with the inverse, like we were kind of making the thought about Vancouver. Like, Vancouver kind of makes it through. They're a little healthier. easier series, hypothetically, like injured Florida, a team that could really skate too. Like, they're not as big as Florida. I don't know. It's weird. Like, I don't know. I think the winner's coming out of the West, personally. Just me. So, we'll see. What else is exciting in the hockey world? Anything? You guys hear any news?
Might be time to buy stock in moving companies.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just want to say, I think we can finally fly our own mission accomplished banner for this. Thank That's right. God.
Mission accomplished.
The start of the podcast, we have been ramming on about this. Welcome to the NHL Utah. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have another sick franchise. Wasn't there like an East Coast team, like the Utah Grizzlies or something at one point?
Yeah.
That's right.
Sick. There was. They had an awesome logo, or they have one. I don't know if they're still around, but
yeah.
They have awesome logo with the grizzly like swatting a puck.
Yeah, I remember.
Paw,
yeah.
Like,
rawr.
It's get my paws on him. Yeah. Really sick. He's their awesome powers. Yeah. Good, baby.
All right, that's it for this one. Thank you for your listen and for your support. We appreciate all of your likes and ratings and reviews and subscriptions on the various podcatchers. Keep them coming. We appreciate every single one of them. I know I speak for the rest of the guys when I say have a good one. We'll catch you next week when our new episode drops on Wednesday. See ya.